Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Minetta. We are excited to be with you this eighth day of the eighth month of 2016. Oh, beloved, as we were gathering today, the message and the thoughts that I wanted to share with you today. Many of you, this may be your first time listening in to Prospering with the Psalms with Dr. Minetta, but this is a mandate. This is a movement that we are carrying forth for 150 days. We started on the first day of August, and this will continue until December 31st, 2016. And so we're using a variety of platforms. You're listening in, maybe live through our Blog Talk Radio. I want you to share the post, share the link with your family members, friends, coworkers, church members, whoever would want to hear inspirational, encouraging, inspiring, empowering message on prospering through the Psalms. Amen. And also, if this is your first time, you can go back at 24/7 and listen in to our archive. It is zero cost. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-new-voice. That is the Blog Talk Radio podcast under our name, The New Voice, and you will be blessed, strengthened, inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the messages, by the proclamations, by the declarations and decrees, by the preaching and the teaching. And so tonight, being the eighth day of the eighth month, we want to talk about several things tonight, one being the number of eight and what it represents in the kingdom of God from a biblical standpoint. Number two, I want to share with you, continue to share with you words that are related to prosperity. Amen. And then number three, several passages of scriptures that are related to prosperity, including chapter Psalms 8, I want to highlight. So for those that are listening in, we pray God's blessings upon you and your household, and that as I posted before coming on, the prayer that the psalmist prayed out, I want to pray that prayer, and that you can pray that prayer with me, beloved. And it's found in Psalms 118. Psalms 118. It's a very short prayer, but powerful prayer. There are some foundational scriptures that we will continue to share with you throughout our journey, throughout this movement, that will become prayers, that will become declarations, that should become decrees for you. And the prayer is just this, beloved, before we go into the teaching. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Can you join with me and say, O Lord, I beseech you, send prosperity now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. That is our prayer. That is our declaration. That is our decree tonight in Jesus' name. But all that are listening in, that prosperity will overflow in your household this day in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as we look at the eighth month, if you've been listening in over the last week about the number eight, and August being the eighth month of the Gregorian calendar. But we're going to share with you in our time allowed not only about the number eight from the Gregorian calendar, but from the Hebrew calendar, from the biblical calendar. And so you would have even a greater capture in revelation on the number eight, which represents new beginning or new creation or new birth. See, the number eight also means a new beginning or a new order of things. We know in the Word of God it says, behold, for I do a new thing. And so as we look at this journey, this series that we have embraced, I want you to realize, beloved, that this is your day. This is your month for a new beginning. You don't have to wait until January the 1st to start anew. See, because the number eight, it signifies a new beginning for you, new mindset, new prosperity, new behavior, new doors open, new opportunity, new horizon, new wealth, new revenue, new opportunities, new prosperity, new relationship, new. That's what it stands for. Can you embrace new beginnings? And so as we observe the eighth day, which is really the first day of a new week, or the eighth note of a musical scale, which is the same as the first. See, eight is the number for the new birth or the new creation. Four is the number for the first creation. And eight is the number for new creation. I want you to get that. So as we would look throughout the Word of God and looking at the number eight, there were eight people carried over from beyond the flood in the ark. We see that in 1 Peter 3:20. But with those eight, the world was populated anew. This is a figure of a new beginning or a new order. This number eight also carries the thought of resurrection. For eight souls were saved or resurrected in the ark. Eight writers in the New Testament speak of life, death, and the resurrection of our Lord. And on the eighth day, our Lord rose from the dead. Eight people were raised from the dead in the scriptures, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. See, I want you to understand the number eight, even with a greater understanding as we start today, new beginnings, as we start this month, new beginnings. See, in the circumcision of male children of Israel, there's a type of the new birth. In Romans 2:28-29. You can read that. And then the male was circumcised on what? The eighth day. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. Did you know King David was the eighth son of Jesse? Yeah, there's great significance, beloved. Aaron and his sons were consecrated 7 days and then began their ministry on the eighth day. You see that in Leviticus 8:31-36. And then the Feast of Tabernacle lasted for 8 days. The Feast of Tabernacle lasted for 7 days. But on the eighth day, a holy convocation was to be held. Leviticus 23:36. See, the Feast of Tabernacle was the last of the three great festivals that came at the close of the harvest. And doing it, the children of Israel dwelt in booths. It is typical of God's eternal rest. When God would have Israel to build the tabernacle, he said to Moses in Exodus 25:8, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. The children of Israel around this tabernacle in eight groups. Four were in the outward arrangement and four were in the inward arrangement. The camp of Judah, containing three tribes, was on the east in the outward circle afar off. On the south was the camp of Reuben with three tribes. And on the west was the camp of Ephraim with three tribes. On the north was the camp of Dan with three tribes. In the inward circle, there were four divisions of the Levites. They were placed next to the tabernacle to save the outward four groups from the wrath of God. Oh, yes, beloved. Go in and read the significance. Today, this month, the eighth day, the eighth month, through the lenses of the Word of God. And you say, what does this have to do with prospering in the Psalms? Everything, beloved, because this is your time, this is your season for a new beginning. And so we have to go back and look at the foundation of this biblical meaning of the number eight. As we are studying out for 150 days, when we think of the Word of God and us prospering in the Word of God, through God's promises, that we would prosper. So, beloved, this is a significant part. If you notice that the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of testimony. When we look at the third chapter of Numbers, gives the four division of the Levites who were in the inner circle. That, beloved, the Gershonites were on the west. The Kohathites were on the south. The Merarites were on the north. Moses and Aaron's sons were on the east before the gate. In the very center of the camp was the tabernacle. I want you to visualize this. And then for those who want even greater study, we did a teaching on the tabernacle about a year and a half ago. Just Google, or you can even email or inbox me, and we may be able to put our hands on that teaching and would share it with you. But in the very center of the camp was the tabernacle, God's dwelling place. And in the midst of the eight groups, this is a picture of Christ dwelling in the heart of the one who has been born again. Beloved, these eight groups were arranged around the tabernacle to draw a picture of God dwelling in and among those who are born again. Beloved, eight is the number for the new birth or new beginning in your life today. And see, in our Lord's conversation, even with Nicodemus about the new birth, the word born occurs eight times. Look it up, John 3, verse 1 through 8. Isn't that something? John 3, 1 through 8. And so in this conversation that Jesus even had with the Samaritan woman about the living water, the word water occurs 8 times. Oh, I just want you to get some food for thought of how God is speaking to you and me to prosper in his word, through his word, and as we stand on his promises. In this connection, the word whale, W-E-L-L, is found 5 times in John 4, verse 14 through 15. 8 is the number for new birth, and 5 is the number for grace. Many of you know that. This shows that the new birth, our new beginning, is produced by living water, not by water baptism. Jesus never mentioned baptism to Nicodemus or the Samaritan woman. The number 8, or the 8th time Noah's name occurs, it is said, and Noah walked with God. This was a new beginning for him. This was a new beginning to him. This is a new beginning for you today, beloved. On this 8th day of the 8th month, think about how wonderful is the Lord and his word. This number 8 is mentioned 80 times in the word of God. So there's great significance as we study out our new beginnings in the month of August, as we listen to the power of the Holy Spirit, that all that we do, all that we stand, all that we want and that we desire, as we search the scripture, that God says in Psalms 35:26, that he takes great pleasure in our prosperity. He takes great pleasure in your prosperity today, beloved, not tomorrow, but this very moment as we stand on the word of God. So when we think about this number 8, it symbolizes restoration. It symbolizes new beginning or foundation. But this is a season for you now to lay new foundations, new beginnings, new opportunities, that we would praise the Lord for the opportunities of new beginnings and restoration of that has been lost in any and every aspect of our lives. That as we present our spiritual life, as we present the works of our hands, our talents, our gifts, our redemptive destiny and purpose, our relationship, as we ask for renewal, as we ask for restoration, as we ask for revival through the mercies of the Lord. You should be excited as you declare Jesus Christ as Lord over this month of new beginning. And as you command the gates of this month to be lifted up unto Jehovah Shabbat, let him enter and enter the gates of this month for you, so that every moment, every second, every hour, every day of this month will be a Kairos moment for you. For you, for your household, for your business, for your ministry, for your community, for your nation. As we stand on the word and the promises of God. This is of great significance as we look at a biblical biblical calendar. The biblical calendar. This is the 5th month. In the biblical calendar, it is the 10th month according to the biblical civil calendar, and it remains the 8th month of the Gregorian calendar. Did you know that this month was named after Augustus Caesar, one of the emperors of the Roman Empire? But I want you, beloved, to shift your mindset. That this month is a period of time that we turn plumpness. In Genesis 17, you can go and read it, Genesis 17:12, the Hebrew word meaning eight. Did you know that? The Hebrew meaning of eight, plumpness. In this passage of scripture is plumpness that represents a surplus above the perfect seven meaning, which is in excess or over or above or overflow in every aspect of your life. Like 3 John 2 said, beloved, we pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. That's every aspect of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, relationally, financially, every aspect of your life, that there's an overflow. There's excess, there's over and above in every gate of society. And figuratively, the eighth month, it symbolizes fatness. Ha! That's right. It represents fatness or rich fat or lush or plenteous. See, the eighth month is a time of salvation. It's a time of restoration, to be restored. It's a time of fruitfulness and abundance and plenty. Look at some of the passages of scriptures found in Luke 1:23-37 and verse 66. And in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 33 and 34. And then 1 Peter 3:20. That's right, beloved. This is your season, plenteous. This is your time to bear much, much fruit, and that your fruit would remain. This is your season and time for restoration. Coming to your house, coming to your life, a time of abundance. See, the month of August is a period of time characterized by the ripening of the fruit of the date, palm, and summer figs. So we embrace this month, the month of August, that it will be a new beginning. It will be fruitful for us. It will be a month of restoration. It will be all those words that are related to prosperity that I have shared with you. I'm going to give you the list again. When you hear the word prosperity, these are words that are related to prosperity. Many of you have been with us since the beginning of the 150-day journey, but some of you may be listening in for the first time. And so I want you to catch this in your spirit when you hear the word prosperity and what does it really mean to you and what is the definition of prosperity to you. If we said God takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, according to Psalms 35:27, you have to receive what God has spoken in your spirit. And so here are a few words that are related and represent the different aspects of prosperity. Catch this, beloved. Blessings, prosper, glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. These words, beloved, represent the different aspects of prosperity. I call it a circle of prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare a circle of prosperity surrounds you today and every day of your life, that the manifestation of God's promises of prosperity come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, here we are. We're standing on God's promises of prosperity in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, our time is coming to a close today, beloved. But I do want to share some of the other words that are related to prosperity. For those that have listened in last week, I shared with you words from the Hebrew that are related to prosperity. Go back in and listen in to those words, and then create your prosperity journal. So this is a journey, and you need a journal, and that you would capture as you read God's word, as you hear those words that I just shared with you, as you read God's word and see it from the lenses of the Hebrew. But tonight I want to share with you some of the Greek words that are related and represent prosperity. I'm going to give you at least three, depending on our time. We have about 4 minutes left. If you have a question or comment, we are still live, and you can dial in at 1-347-945-6272. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have a prayer request that you want us to be in a prayer of agreement for the Lord to send prosperity to you today in Jesus' name. So the first Greek word that I want to share with you is shared in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 26, and I will spell it out for you. It's E-U-L-O-G-E-O. It's the Greek word meaning bless, to make happy, and to bestow blessings. I'm not reading the chapter. That is your homework assignment. That is for you to engage to get even a greater revelation of what God is speaking to us about prospering in his word. Our second word is found in the book of John, chapter 12, for your spelling, T-H-E-R-I-S-M-O-S. It's the Greek word meaning to reap, as reaping a harvest. Amen. Then our third word, found in a very familiar passage of Scripture for prosperity, found in 3 John 2. It is spelled E-U-O-D-O-O. And it is the Greek word meaning to help on one's way, to prosper, to have a prosperous journey, literally and figuratively. Amen. Those are three words, Greek words, related to prosperity. So, beloved, we invite you to be back tomorrow as we continue this journey on prospering through the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. Our closing prayer in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray that you have heard our prayers today, that this word is sealed in our hearts and our minds, that you would send prosperity today, that we would have new beginnings, a new mindset, a new heart, new prosperity, new wealth, new favor, new prosperity comes to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And I say to you, shalom, 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 which is a word of prosperity in the Hebrew. That is my prayer for you this day. Go in peace. God bless you.